President Kibaki made the statement after what appeared to be a breakthrough meeting with opposition leader Raila Odinga and former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in Nairobi. Kenya has been mired in turmoil and violence since the election on December 27th, in which the incumbent president was declared the winner. Mr. Odinga and his supporters accused the government of rigging the polls to ensure Kibaki victory. International observers also say the election was seriously flawed. Earlier attempts at outside mediation failed, and many analysts are skeptical that former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan will ultimately be successful, according to Richard Cockett, Africa editor for The Economist magazine.
There's no evidence to suggest that he could do any better than the head of the AU, John Kufuor, president of Ghana, who spent several days in Kenya at the beginning of all this and got nowhere. Janjai Fraser, the American Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, she got nowhere. Desmond Tutu was there. He didn't achieve anything. I'm not sure we can expect much of this particular trip.
But Kenyan journalist Tom Nshindi, managing editor of The Monitor, says the outcome of Kofi Annan's visit is extremely difficult to predict.
We know that he is held in very high regard by both the Kenyan government and the opposition.
VOA Nairobi correspondent Alicia Rue is skeptical about the chances for success. And she says people on all sides are worried because it is very destabilizing for everybody in the entire region to have Kenya in so much turmoil.
Kenya is a major transit country for goods coming from the port of Mombasa into countries like Uganda and Rwanda and Congo. And I think that there is a tremendous concern among the leaders that this could destabilize their economies and in some ways politically. Already, Uganda has been implicated in taking the side of President Kibaki in this political dispute, which has angered a lot of opposition supporters of Raila Odinga, who say that Uganda is meddling in Kenyan affairs.
More than 650 people are now dead, 250,000 displaced, and the economy imperiled in what had been East Africa's fastest-growing economy. There are reports of machete-wielding mobs hacking people to death and burning women and children alive. Much of the bloodshed has been between Kikuyu and Luo tribes. Mr. Kibaki is Kikuyu, while Mr. Odinga is Luo. Alicia Rue says that ethnic divisions have been simmering since Kenya gained independence from Britain in 1963.
The Kikuyu tribe is seen as being the most dominant in Kenya as far as political power, ownership of land, as well as the economy. And that's because Jomo Kenyatta, the first president of Kenya, was a Kikuyu. When he came into power, a lot of the land distribution was in favor of the Kikuyu tribe. And a lot of the ethnic problems that are going on in western Kenya has to do with that land redistribution.
There are signs in Kenya that the killings over the past 3 weeks were orchestrated, Alicia Rue says.
Some groups have said that the violence seemed much too organized to have been just a spontaneous eruption of anger, and that the ethnic cleansing of certain areas of Kenya, especially in the Western Rift Valley, appeared to have had some sort of orchestration. And, you know, the fingers were pointing at politicians who probably have the most to gain.
Tom Nshindi of The Monitor says that the United States and Britain find themselves in a particularly delicate situation. Both countries have much at stake in Kenya and have actively encouraged both sides to the negotiating table.
The opposition could like to see the U.S. come out categorically, demand that the government either have a rerun, have a stalling, or basically agree to share power. And therefore, you find that both the U.S. ambassador and the British High Commissioner are in a fairly awkward position at the moment, where they try to push either side, says, look, you're betraying us, and you're betraying the principles on which the U.S. and the American democracy built.
Furthermore, Washington needs to have a good relationship with Kenya because of its strategic position and interest in the Horn of Africa. And as Alicia Rue notes, Mr. Kibaki's government has been a prominent partner in the war against terror in the region, especially in neighboring Somalia. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.